Monday night, the Aspen City Council will vote on tobacco legislation they hope will set the standard for a statewide movement to increase the buying age from 18 to 21. But it's not that easy to go up against the tobacco industry. Kim Levin is the Pitkin County Medical Officer. For a year now, she's been working to pull off something no one else in the state has done.
Raising the minimum age from 18 to 21 of the minimum legal purchase sale of tobacco.
Bottom line, tasked with looking out for communal well-being, Levin identified smoking as the most preventable way of improving public health. We know it causes lung cancer, but also
diabetes, high blood pressure, coronary artery disease, peripheral vascular disease, asthma, COPD, and multiple other cancers, including mouth, throat cancer.
And while those diseases don't present themselves when you take your first drag, 90% of smokers began the habit in their teen years. And where do teenagers get cigarettes? 18 to 21-year-olds. So the theory is cut off the supply, cut off the addiction. The city of Aspen could pass a new law right now that increases tobacco sales to age 21, but it wouldn't have a lot of teeth to it. There's something unique about Colorado. Statewide, there is no license required to sell cigarettes. There are rules, of course, for shops that sell tobacco, but the consequences for breaking those rules is a fine. Pay some money, which, by the way, the tobacco industry is happy to pay for.
What fines do is pretty much nothing. Business owners will contact the tobacco companies, say, hey, we got a fine. Will you help us pay it? That is the way that fines go a lot of the time if they're a well-connected store.
That's Eric Brodell, the Western Region Director for Preventing Tobacco Addiction Foundation. He's been assisting Levin as she's worked to change the age laws here. So to get around that big tobacco money, what a town in Colorado must do is create a tobacco retail license, or TRL. And part of that license agreement can be that all buyers must be over 21. Then the consequence for breaking rules would be a way bigger deal. We're talking losing that license and the ability to sell your products, not just coughing up a fee. Creating a TRL goes against state law, but it's allowed. At a cost, because the system now is, in exchange for communities not regulating cigarette sales, the state kicks back some of the tax collected.
Because of this kind of the state dangling the cigarette tax funds in front of cities, saying, if you license cigarettes, this portion is gone. For Aspen, that we figured that's around $75,000.
So Aspen is working to create a system where a business can't sell tobacco products unless they have a license. But if council votes to do that tonight, it means $70,000 less in the general fund. In a work session this spring, the five council members had no problem with that cost. Ann Mullen said, with the amount of money the city currently spends to support health services, the program could pay for itself.
So you could look at this as somewhat of a trade-off on that. I mean, this is the same contribution. In fact, it's preventing the problems that we're trying to solve. There may not be a lot of 18-year-olds in the hospital with lung cancer, but they'll be back at 40 with lung cancer. So I do support this, and I support doing it 100%.
There are other ways of making up for the lost tobacco revenue. Councilmember Adam Frisch, who declared himself to be the tobacco industry's greatest foe, sees an even bigger end goal to a city-based licensing system.
I still want to make a plug that for us to be most effective, we're going to have to get involved in some type of a city tax. Study after study that I've seen up here and elsewhere shows that the price of a pack of cigarettes is the biggest deterrent for people to take up smoking, especially at a younger age.
Since the ordinance has been proposed, Frisch has received correspondence from national lobbying organizations against tobacco regulation. The council has been accused of nanny state-style government overreach, harming small businesses, and even increasing health risks by including vaping systems called e-cigarettes in the ordinance. Vaping is a booming industry. Users inhale water vapor instead of smoke, but they still deliver nicotine.
We have a small little section of nicotine e-juice is what I'm pretty sure that the council is concerned about right now. And it's just a simple couple bottles of 3 milligrams to 12 milligrams of nicotine and a few, as you can see, mods.
Matt Pavia is the proprietor of One Love Smoke Shop and Oxygen Bar, a small shop up from Cooper Avenue in downtown Aspen. He doesn't sell tobacco, but he does sell vaping paraphernalia, which he says helps smokers quit. He thinks the measure will hurt the second-tier local shops like his.
It will just simply take tax dollars out of Aspen, which is fine because we already have so much of it, they don't mind it. But at the same time, it might hurt these little nook and cranny places, you know, that, I mean, there's not a lot of places like this left.
There are 6 businesses in town that would need tobacco licensing if the ordinance passes tonight. 10 minutes away, outside of city limits, there's 2 shops that sell cigarettes and wouldn't need to comply with the age restriction. Plus, you can get e-cigarettes online easily. No matter, says Pickens County Health Officer Kim Levin. She started this measure in Aspen knowing she'd have support, but she has her eyes on a bigger goal.
I think that it's going to hopefully have a ripple effect and influence other communities to do the same. And eventually the state of Colorado. And that's where we're hoping this all goes.
The public hearing on the Tobacco 21 ordinance is tonight at Aspen City Hall. Allison Bektesh, Aspen Public Radio News.